With the sweep and fury of the resurrection, there's a new world a-coming. Today and every Sunday at this time, WMCA, in cooperation with the Citywide Citizens Committee on Harlem, brings you a series of vivid programs dramatizing the inner meanings of Negro life, based on Roy Ottley's prize-winning bestseller, New World A-Coming. Our guest stars today are Dooley Wilson and David Brooks, now starring in the Broadway musical hit Bloomer Girls, in the first radio performance of Earl Robinson's and E.Y. Harburg's Free and Equal Blues. The popular singing star of Cafe Society, Josh White, and his guitar. The United States Coast Guard Quartet. And as narrator, Canada Lee, in a program of Music at War, written and directed by Mitchell Grayson.
This is Canada Lee. Today, our story is about music. Music at War.
Perhaps there could be even another title for this program. Singing for Victory. For you will hear songs old and new. Songs our soldiers are singing and asking for. Songs expressing the hope for the extension of democracy. Not only abroad, but right here in America, too. All through the critical history of America, Negroes have been a part of the American scene. Negroes and whites have worked together. And now they're fighting together for the things all of us want. The war has helped to bring our people together because they feel this is the war for real democracy. A symbol of this democracy is the United States Coast Guard Quartet, which is composed of two Negroes and two white Coast Guardsmen. They will be heard in a dramatization of Corporal Mark Blitzstein's Report from London.
When back in 37, Orson Welles produced my musical play, The Cradle Will Rock, I discovered for the first time the immense versatility and adaptability of Negro singers and actors. Now I've had an opportunity to find out more about their talent. I've been living with the United States Army Negro Chorus, some 200 aviation engineers of the 8th Battalion, stationed somewhere in England. All my belief in the American Negro as an integral and vital part of growing American culture, musical, artistic, civic, human, and social, has been strengthened. From the moment I arrived at their installation, I was practically assaulted by song. For instance, one day a few of the boys were looking at a map of the English Channel.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, man?
Where's the invasion going to be? Can you point it out to me on this map?
Invasion? Man, I don't know.
Well, take a guess.
Oh, everybody's guessing.
What's your guess?
Well, my guess is it's going to be somewhere over there across that English Channel. I think a lot of boats are going to cross the channel.
Hey, you think any of Hitler's submarines going to be waiting for us out there under the water?
Boy, if they do, there ain't going to be no hiding place down there.
No hiding place down there.
That's what I said. No hiding place down there.
Say, that's an old Negro spiritual.
Well, I know it.
Well, let's sing it.
Oh, there's no hiding place down there.
Down there, oh, no hiding place down there.
Down there.
Oh, I went to the rocks to hide my face. The rocks cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there.
Oh, there's no hiding place down there.
Down there, oh, no hiding place down there.
Down there.
Oh, I went to the rocks to hide my face. The rocks cried out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there.
The rocks cried out, I'm burning too.
Burning too. Oh, the rocks cried out, I'm burning too.
Burning too.
Oh, the rocks cried out, I'm burning too. I want to go to heaven as well as you. There's no hiding place down there.
So I say, woe be unto you. You sin, all woe be unto you. Backslider, woe be unto you. If you have no hiding place, I say, woe be unto you. You sinner, woe be unto you.
rocks to hide my face. Rocks right out, no hiding place. No hiding place down there.
The cinnamon gambled and he fell.
And he fell. Oh, cinnamon, he gambled and he fell. Oh, cinnamon, gambled and fell. He won't go to heaven, but he had to go there. There's no hiding place down there.
These men sing from reveille to taps. And I mean sing. The most delicate lyric chanting, the boldest, most uninhibited bellowing, the most ingenious harmonizing and polyphony, and the most impressive improvising have filled the air of the English countryside. The improvising takes the most unusual forms. As, for example, when I saw two privates walking down a camp road on the way to the medical dispensary.
Oh, Jim. I'm sick, man. I'm awful sick. I'm awful sick.
Well, hold yourself together, Charlie. We got a few more steps to walk before we get to the dispensary.
Oh, my stomach is rocking me. It's just jumping. Oh, I'm sick.
Come on. Here we are. Here's the dispensary now.
Where's the doctor? Oh, doctor, won't you help me? Won't you help me? Oh, doctor, won't you help me? Won't you help me? Oh, doctor, won't you help me?
Another time, in the mess line at lunch, there was a large group of soldiers crowding toward the steam table where food was being dished out. One soldier tried playfully to crowd another out of his place.
Man, look at this mess line.
And am I hungry. Come on, let's get in.
All right. Say, Joe, now, look out. Don't push like that now.
Oh, no, I ain't pushing. I'm getting pushed.
Now, look here. You just got into my place in the line.
I can't help it. I was pushing you, pal.
Well, you better get pushed right out of here.
But I can't move. It's too crowded.
Now, look, Joe, if you can't move, there's going to be some trouble, I'm telling you. Buddy Roll, get out of my way, cause you're much too young to die.
I can faithfully report that singing to these men is the very threshold of all feeling, whether happiness, misery, or anger. I don't want to give the impression that these are irresponsible singing children. They're grown men, perfectly aware. They know what they're doing in this war, and what's more, why. One of the greatest thrills of my life was to hear them sing a spiritual when the saints go marching in at a servicemen's concert in London. I got that spine and nerve sensation that says this is something. And I remember John Steinbeck's words that this spiritual, as sung by American Negroes in the armed forces, might well turn out to be our war song.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in,
oh, I want to be in that number, yes, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in,
oh, I want to be in that number, yes, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, I have some friends are waiting on the other shore. Soon I'm gonna join that number and never part no more.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in,
oh, I want to be in that number, yes, when the saints go marching in.
Oh, I have a dear Savior waiting over there for me. By and by I'm gonna see him and enjoy the liberty.
Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in,
oh, I want to be in that number, yes, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
marching in,
oh, I want to be in the number, yes, when the saints go marching in.
That was a report from London by Corporal Mark Blitzstein. And the spirituals were performed by the Coast Guard Quartet. Over here on the home front, music is also playing a part in the war effort. In America today, contemporary songs by Negroes, especially those by Josh White, are usually songs of protest or songs of hope. While across the seas, Negroes and whites are fighting together on the battlefront against their common fascist enemies, here in America, the old Jim Crow sometimes gains the victory for fascism by keeping us separated on the color question. But we'll let Josh White himself tell you how he came to write some of this song. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is with his guitar, Josh White.
Back when this war first started, and even before that, when boys were being conscripted into the army, my younger brother Bill was among the first to go. He was stationed at Fort Dix in New Jersey. Well, one Sunday morning, I went out there to see him. I couldn't see a Negro around the camp nowhere. When some of the white soldiers saw me come into the place, they gave me a quick brush off and told me to wait. Well, I didn't mind waiting, but other people who came after me were given passes ahead of me. Now, I don't go around with a chip on my shoulder, but I certainly can recognize discrimination when I see it. It must have been almost half an hour later before I reached the Negro section of the camp, buried somewhere far inside the camp away from everybody else. I noticed on the way out that white soldiers lived in wooden barracks, but Negroes like my brother were sheltered in canvas tents. That night when I got home, I tried to go to sleep, but I just couldn't. I twisted and I turned for a couple of hours, then I had to get up. I went for my guitar and I started to play. Words came pretty easy.
Got my long covenant letter, was my time to go. When I got to the army, found the same old Jim Crow. Uncle Sam says, two camps for black and white. But when trouble starts, we'll all be in that same big fight. If you ask me, I think democracy is fine. But I mean democracy without that color line. Uncle Sam says, we'll live the American way. I says, let's get together and kill Jim Crow today.
Sometime later, I was invited by a War Entertainment Committee to sing on a lunchtime Follies Review at a defense factory in New Jersey. Only Negroes were on the show. The idea was to boost civilian morale, get people to stay on the job, and turn out the weapons of war. Well, long before that, though, I had heard stories going around that Negroes couldn't get jobs in defense factories, that some white people wouldn't work alongside of Negroes while the fellows overseas needed the munitions. So Warren Cuny and I wrote a song called Defense Factory Blues. Well, I hadn't planned to sing that song at the lunchtime Follies Review, but when I got out to that defense plant in New Jersey, here's what happened.
Hey, yo, where you going?
Went into the restaurant.
A restaurant?
Yeah. Want to get a glass of milk before I sing.
You're one of them entertainers here for the lunchtime Follies?
That's right.
You can't use this restaurant. No colored people allowed in there.
Are you kidding?
You try to go in there and you'll find out if I'm kidding.
Who are you?
I'm a company guard.
If I can't go into the factory restaurant, suppose you tell me that where is another place around here where I can eat.
Don't know of any place around here where you can eat.
Hey, Josh! Josh! I've been looking all over for you. The show is about to begin.
The show? Oh, yes, the show.
Hey, come on, hurry, we're late.
The show is about to begin, eh?
Yeah. Say, what's the matter with you? You look like somebody took a poke at you.
Yeah, maybe.
What are you talking about?
Well, never mind. I'll explain later. Come on, let's get on over and start the show. Well, when I went on the stage, I sang one number. And this was it.
Went to the defense factory. trying to find some work to do. Had the nerve to tell me, black boy, there's nothing here for you. Now my father died. He died fighting across the sea. My mama said his dying never helped her or me. I'm gonna tell you one thing. That kind of talk don't make no sense. When a Negro can't work in the national defense. I'm gonna tell you, brother, that boss man ain't my friend. If he was, he would give me some democracy to defend. In the land of the free, call the home, home of the brave. All I want is liberty, that is what I crave.
Yes, folks, that's a song I wished I never knew about. If there was no discrimination against a colored man, I'd give up singing it in a minute. The songs I really enjoy singing are those that symbolize the kind of world we'd all like to live in. Songs of hope for the good people all over the world. They are the songs that I like best because that's what my brother Bill is out there in Italy fighting for. Now, here's one of them.
What is America to me? A name, a map, the flag I see. A certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, the friends that I have found, the folks beyond the railroad, and the people all around, the farmer and the worker, the sailor on the sea, the men who built this country, that's America to me. The house I live in, my neighbors white and black, the people who just came here are from generations back. The town hall and the soapbox, the torch of liberty, a home for all God's children, that's America to me. The words of old Abe Lincoln, of Jefferson and Payne, of Washington and Jackson, and the task that still remains. Our little bridge at Concord, where freedom's fight began, our Gettysburg and Midway, and the story of Bataan. The house I live in, the goodness everywhere, a land of wealth and beauty, with enough for all to share, a land that we call freedom, the home of liberty, with its promise for tomorrow, that's America to me.
Thank you, Josh White. And now, a song born out of the war. Free and Equal Blues, with music by the composer of Ballad for Americans, Earl Robinson, and words by the lyricist of the Broadway musical hit, Bloomer Girl, E.Y. Harburg. Sung by those two stars of the same show, Dooley Wilson, best remembered for his singing of As Time Goes By in the motion picture Casablanca, and the singing lead of Bloomer Girl, David Brooks. Ladies and gentlemen, the Free and Equal Blues.
went down to that St. James Infirmary, and we saw some plasma there. I upped and asked the doctor man, was the donor dog a fan? The doctor laughed, a great big laugh, and puffed it right in my face. He said, a molecule is a molecule, son, and the damn thing has no race. And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day, I've got the free and equal blues.
You mean you heard that doc declare the plasma in that test tube there could be white man, black man, yellow man, red?
That's just what he said. The doc put out his doctor book, and it gives me a very scientific look. He speaks out plain and clear and rational. Metabolism is international.
And that was news. Yes, that was news. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day, I've got the free and equal blues.
So he rigged up his microscope with some Berlin blue blood. And by gosh, it was the same as Chung King Quibershef Chattanooga Timbuktu blood. Why, them Aryans Goring and Goebbels, they don't even know the corpuscle is global.
They're nuts.
Trying to disunite us with their racial supremacy. Flying in the face of old man chemistry. Taking all the facts and trying to twist them. But you can't overthrow the circulatory system.
And that was you. Yes, that was you. That was very, very, very special news. Cause ever since that day, I've got the free and equal blues.
So we stayed at that St. James Infirmary. We wasn't going to leave that place, was we, son?
No, sir.
This was too interesting.
Yes, sir. I said, Doc, give us some more of that scientific talk.
And he did. He said, melt yourself down into a crucible, son. Pour yourself out into a test tube. And what have you got?
3,500 cubic feet of gas. The same for the upper and the lower class.
Well, let's let that pass.
Carbon. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces.
You mean that goes for princes, dukes, and countesses?
Whatever you are, that's what the amount is. Carbon, 22 pounds, 10 ounces. Iron, 57 grains.
Not enough to keep a man in chains.
50 ounces of phosphorus, whether you're poor or prosperous.
Buddy, can you spare Max?
Sugar. Sugar, 60 ordinary lumps.
Free and equal rations for all nations.
Then you take 20 teaspoonfuls of sodium chloride.
That's salt.
Mixed with 38 quarts of H2O.
That's water.
Add 2 ounces of lime, a pinch of chloride of potash, a drop of magnesium, a bit of sulfur, a soup son of hydrochloric acid. You stir it all up, and what are you?
A walking drugstore.
An international metabolistic cartel.
And that's the news. Yes, that's the news. So listen, you African and Indian and Mexican and Goldian, Tyrolean and Tatter. The doctor's right behind the Atlantic Charter.
The doc's behind the new Brotherhood of Man.
As prescribed at Casablanca.
And Cairo.
And Moscow.
And Tehran.
He agrees with Dr. Roosevelt,
Dr. Churchill,
Dr. Stalin,
Doctors Eden, Hull, and Litvinov.
Every man, everywhere,
is the same. When he's gone, his skin off.
And that's the news.
Yes, that's the news. That's the free and equal news.
You've been listening.
listening to New World A-Coming, based on Roy Ottley's bestseller of the same name. Today's program, Music at War, starring Dooley Wilson, David Brooks, Josh White, the Coast Guard Quartet with Canada Lee as narrator, was written, produced, and directed by Mitchell Grayson. Theme and incidental music by Duke Ellington, arranged by John Gart, was conducted by Jerry Sears. Next week at the same time, New World A-Coming will bring you a dramatization of one of the most far-reaching presidential proclamations for all minority groups, Executive Order No. 8802. This is America's leading independent station.